I'm not comfortable almost a year. 真的感谢主今天能够来跟弟兄姊妹一起分享神的话。
I'm very grateful to be able to share with you God's word today.
今天我们要讲的题目是约拿有理吗？
The topic I want to talk with you is Jonah right?
我们刚刚读了第三章、第四章。
We have read chapter 3 and chapter 4.
其实我原来的是想先只读第四章。
I would think you're just reading the chapter 4 before.
因为这第四章的时候一开始说这是约拿大大的不悦。
Because chapter 4 starts with after this thing, Jonah was angry.
这个事情是什么事呢？
What was that thing?
为什么有什么事让约拿跟神发脾气？
What made Jonah so angry with God?
你看他跟神吵架的时候，神问了他三个问题。
You know, through this debate with God, God asked him the same question three times.
第四节说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
God asked him, is it right for you to be so angry?
约拿生气到一个程度，他说，你求你取我的命，我死了比活着还好。
Jonah gets so angry. He said that if I ask your God, it's better for me to die than to live. Please take my life.
所以那个神就问他说：“你干嘛？你这样生气，有道理吗？”
我讲 ，God asked him again, "Is it right for you to be so angry?"
我不知道你们家有没有碰到小孩子。
I know some of you have kids at home.
小孩子，你哪个玩具不见了，或者你他什么地方不顺他的心了，他就要死要活。
Very often when something's missing, a toy is missing, they get so angry, they want to die.
好像天要塌下来了。
The world is coming to an end.
这里就好像神跟一个小孩说，你这样生气有道理吗？
Here is that God is dealing with a little child, say, is it right for you to be so angry?
其实这一句话，你这样生气发怒合理吗？另外的翻译是说，请你不要生气。
Actually, there is another translation for that. God is telling you, please don't be so angry.
哦，在这里我们看到神好像一个非常忍耐的神。他看到他的先知啊，他的仆人在那里撒赖的时候，他说：“请你不要生气。”
Here we see a very patient God. When you see his prophet throwing a temper tantrum, he tells him, please don't be so and so mad.
有话我们好好讲。
Maybe we can talk about it.
结果约拿还是不高兴。
Here, Jonah was very angry.
我们看到后来约拿就出了城。
So he left the city.
他在城的那边他自己搭了一个棚子。
Oh, outside of the city, he built himself a shelter.
就是静坐抗议。
So he was protesting quietly.
那在那里的时候，有棵树长起来让他遮太阳。
So a plant grew up to shelter him.
那么他在家就舒服了，他就高兴了。
Now he feel better, he feel more comfortable.
可是神又安排一只虫子把那个树咬死了。
But then God provided a worm chew on the plant and killed it.
所以他又说我要死了。
Now again he said, "We want to die."
那这个时候神又怎么跟他说呢？
And what did God tell him again?
第九节。
On verse 9.
神说你因为这棵蓖麻树你发怒，合乎道理吗？
Is it?Right, we used to be so angry because of the plan.
所以第二次问他，你这样生气有道理吗？
Does it make sense for you to be so angry?
你第一次生气，到底是生谁的气？
Why were you angry about the first time?
你可能是生气是我拯救了尼尼微人。
Because I did not destroy the Ninevites.
因为我们刚刚读了第三章。
Because in chapter 3 we read.
尼尼微的人，全城的人都悔改了。
The whole city of Ninevites repented.
所以那里说耶和华就后悔不降他所说的灾。
The Bible says that God repented and did not bring the calamity to them.
这个事情对约拿来讲受不了。
That is too much for Jonah.
我们知道有一些人呢、啊，他对于这个他所讨厌的那一邦那一国，他就巴不得他们通通死掉。
You know, some people really wish ill for their enemies.
我们信主的人，我们知道说。我们要爱我们的仇敌。
As Christian, we know we should love our enemy.
可是很难很难。
You know that's very difficult.
更不要说那些没有信仰的人。
Especially hard for people who have no faith.
尤其两个国家打仗的时候。
When two countries is at war.
如果另外一个国家曾经把那一个国家的人蹂躏，做了很多坏事。
When one country has done great wrong to another nation.
那我们都会想说我是受害的人，我就希望那个国家遭到报应。
As victim, you want to get even with them.
结果你说那个国家不能得救。
And one day, then nobody starts saving this nation.
所以我就不高兴。
That's why he was very angry.
这是约拿的第一次跟神第一次发怒。
That's the first reason why Jonah is angry with God.
所以神问他说，哎，我救了人，人悔改了，我救了他，你还生气，你有没有道理啊？
That's why God asked him, is it right for you to be angry? They repented and I saved them.
第二次生气就是有棵树又不是你种的，是我让他给你遮太阳。
And second time is a plant. I brought the plant to shelter you.
那现在我让这棵树死了，我让它活，让它死，你为什么生气呢？
So I let this plant live, I let this plant die. What is that to you?
所以约拿仍然在那里生气。
But still, Jonah was angry.
然后神就跟他说，你要知道吗？这个城里面有这么多的人悔改。
Jonah, God tells Jonah, you know, there are so many people in the city that repented.
而且甚至左手右手搞不清楚的，就是小孩子，他们还有十二多万人。
These are very ignorant people, like children. They don't know that they're writing from their hands.
所以神问约拿第三个问题说，这样的人跟牲畜，我岂能不爱惜？
That's why God asked him, should I not have concern for these people?
所以我们看到神在这里问了约拿三个问题。
Three times God asked Jonah the same question.
可是没有答案。那到底约拿他到底有没有道理？
Wasn't Jonah right to be angry?
我想我们今天讲完这篇信息的时候
After this message,
我希望我们自己来问约拿有没有道理。
I hope you can ask yourself, was Jonah right to be angry?
我希望我们都有一个答案。
I hope we can all have an answer.
而且我们看看这个情形是不是只发生在约拿身上。
Does this kind of thing happen to Jonah?
有没有也发生在你我的身上。
Does it happen to us also?
所以我们刚刚读的第四章的第一节的时候说，这是约拿大大的不悦。
That's why in chapter 4 it started with Jonah getting very angry after this.
这个事是什么事呢？
So what is this thing that happened?
我们刚刚已经读过了。
We have read that in chapter 4.
就是这里说耶和华的话第二次临到约拿。
Second time God's word comes to Jonah.
他叫他起来到尼尼微大城去。
啊，这个 right， 不是西纽那吧？
那这个背景故事的背景是什么
？What was the background to this story？
这里说第二次告诉约拿去。
He said second time God speak to him。
那么第一次是什么时候呢
？When was the first time God spoke to him？
原来约拿他是当时神所使用的一个先知。
Jonah is the prophet that God used at that time。
我们先讲一点背景。
Let me give you a little bit of background.
约拿大概生长在主前750年左右。
Jonah was born about 750 years before Christ.
那个时候，约拿是在北国以色列做先知。
He was a prophet at the northern kingdom of Israel.
你知道，当所罗门以后，以色列他就分裂了，有南国，有北国。
You know, after King Solomon, the nation divided into northern and southern kingdom.
南国有很多的先知。
They were many prophets in the southern kingdom.
也有几个好王。
Several good kings arrived there too.
可是南国呢，几乎没有好王。
Northern kingdom there is almost no good kings.
而且那个王都是很坏很坏。
And most of the kings are very evil.
那约拿他生长的时代的时候，就在以色列王耶罗波安第二世的时候。
He was born in the time of Jeroboam. I don't know Jeroboam.
他第二世的时候，那这一个王，其实在北国那么多坏的王里面，他算是比较英明的一个王。
He is one of the better kings in the northern kingdom.
他在位41年。
He reigned for 41 years.
他在那个时候国势强大。
At his time, the country was prosperous.
所以他们都觉得他们应该要扩，可以复兴了。
The country feel that they can expand.
可是同时在那个时候，他们的邻国有一个叫做亚述这个国家。
And then there's the neighbor kingdom called
亚述。
很邪。
Syria。
那这个亚述是个什么样的国家呢？
What kind of country is Syria?
他们是很好战的。
They are
a 大战
war loving country.
他们以战士军事闻名。
They are known for their military feats.
所以很多的考古学家发现说，他们不论在很多的政治、经济甚至艺术方面，都充满了军事的色彩。
That's why Indian culture, archaeology, foundation of the military involved.
他们的文化里面充满了对战争的这个特色。
They are martial culture.
所以在那个时代里面，作为他的邻居啊，这个北国以色列就很担心了。
That's why anybody who is neighbor to such a country should be worried.
哪一天他会来攻打我们呢？
One day they're going to attack them.
所以这是那个时候的时代背景。
That was the time of Germany's life.
而约拿却是在北国，只有在他前面有两个很伟大的先知。
Before Jonah there was also two other great prophets in the northern kingdom.
一个叫做以利亚，一个叫做以利沙。
One is Elijah and one is called Elisha.
这两个先知都是旧约非常有名的、大有能力的先知。
These are two great, powerful, famous prophets in the Old Testament.
你还记得耶稣在变化山上的时候，其中有两个旧约的人物跟他一起显现吗？
You know, in the Mount of Transfiguration, two Old Testament characters appear with him.
哪两个呢？
摩西、以利亚。
一个摩西，
以利亚。
一个以利亚。
欢喜来笑。
所以以利亚这个在当时百姓的心目中是非常有名的，他一个人可以跟那450个先知做法。
Great Elijah, one prophet against 400, a prophet of Baal.
所以你想想。这个约拿在这些强人的后面，他的日子不太好过。
That's why under the shadow of this great prophet, he is not that well known.
凡是一个伟大的领袖或者导师的下面的学生，他的压力很大的。
There's always pressure for those who come under the great man.
所以当约拿起来做被呼召做先知的时候，我想他心里面可能已经就有点不高兴。
That's why when Jonah was called to be a prophet, he probably are very relaxed.
因为那个时候做先知的不好玩了。
Because it's very hard to compete with the great prophet.
谁有命令给他去传道？
When God will come.
可是那个百姓都拒绝他。
And the people generally refuse God's word.
尤其你又要告诉百姓说你们要悔改，不然你们就灭亡了。
When you tell the people you have to repent or God will destroy you.
所以约拿不喜欢他的工作。
That's why Jonah doesn't seem to like his job.
所以当第一章我们讲到背景的时候，第一章里面，当神呼召约拿第一次呼召约拿的时候，说你要到尼尼微去。
That's why when he called him on chapter one, that you have to go to the city of Nineveh.
尼尼微就是当时亚述国的首都。
Nineveh is the capital of Syria.
去干嘛呢？
To do what?
去传福音，叫他们悔改。
To proclaim a message to them so they can repent.
这件事情约拿不高兴。
Jonah was not happy with the task.
你叫我去跟我的敌人，我巴不得他们都死掉最好，怎么叫我去传福音呢？
Why do you send me to proclaim a message to my enemy? I wish they were dead.
所以约拿就抗命。
That's why he disobeyed.
他就逃。
He ran away.
叫他往东走。
God tell him to go to the east.
他就往西走。
He go to the west.
结果就正好。哇，环境正好有一只船要走，而且到另外远的方向到他市去，他说这真是神的旨意。你想这个环境这么配合，那个时候的船岂不像现在一个礼拜两个礼拜有一班，可能半年才有一班船。他就高高兴兴上去。
So happy he get on the boat.
那当然我们知道他上去的时候讲说好，可是他的心里还是有不平安。
We know he is not at ease because the Bible says.
所以他就上了船以后，他就躲起来跑到底舱去睡觉去。
That's why once he get on board, he went to the low bottom of the boat.
他也怕人家问他是什么，也不想跟人家讲话。
He doesn't dare to talk to anybody.
最好抱着棉被，都不要人管我，我就不管了，让那些尼尼微人没有福音，让他们去灭亡吧。
The basis is for him to just speak through it and let the Nineveh be destroyed.
结果没想到第二章里面说，从海里起了大浪。
Unexpectedly, there's a storm.
这些水手们就奇怪了，这个季节或者说这个浪超乎寻常啊。
Said, amazed, how can there be a storm in this season?
最后他们在那里问，在那里抽签的时候，就抽出一个人说哪个是这个造成这些问题的人物。
So they cast out to find out who is responsible for this storm.
结果抽出了约拿。
King Jonah.
这时候约拿知道他没办法再说不是他了。
Jonah, now they know they know he's escaped now.
就是你这个倒霉的人，一定是你违反了你神的命令，把这些灾祸都临到我们。
You are the miserable creature that caused all these pains.
所以约拿就想，完蛋了，那怎么办呢？他又不肯回去跟尼尼微人传福音。
Yeah, he doesn't want to go back to Nineveh.
所以他说，那么你们就把我丢到海里，让我死吧。
They told him, just cast me into the sea, let me die.
你可以看到一个人呢、啊，他要抵挡神的时候，他自己死都没有关系。
When people want to against God's way, he's willing to die against God's way.
结果我们都知道这很有名的故事，他们把他丢到海里去的时候。
Now you all familiar with this well-known story. They cast him into the sea.
被一只大鱼吞下去。
A great fish swallowed him.
我们今天不谈这个科学的证明有没有可能他被鱼吃下去。
They would want to go into the scientific possibility of being swallowed by a fish.
后来这个鱼在他悔改了以后，他在鱼肚子里的时候把它吐出来。
We know after he repented inside the fish, the fish came out.
他这下没路了，一吐出来就吐到那个海边，就是你要到尼尼微那里去。哎呀，真是好像孙悟空啊，要逃那个如来佛的掌啊，怎么逃不掉。
The great monkey, and he escaped the
所以他就只好到了第三章，说他到尼尼微去了。
So had no choice, he went to the city of Nineveh.
那个时候为什么尼尼微的人，全城的人这么快就悔改了呢？
So how does Nineveh repent so fast?
你看他这是全世界最短的一篇传福音的信息。
This is one of the great shortest revival stories in the Bible.
你看他讲了几个字。
He said a few words.
再等四十日，尼尼微必倾覆了。
He said, "All in another 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown."
他都还不想讲说你们悔改，神就不保你们的命。
He doesn't even want to say that you repent, so God might save you.
他要把讲说你们要完蛋了，再等四十日，你们就要灭亡了。
He just tells them the end is coming. You're going to be dying.
可是没想到他这一讲呢，全国上下都悔改了。不但老百姓悔改，君王悔改。
Not only the people, also the king repented.
连后面说最可笑的是，连牲畜都悔改。
Bible says even the animal.
牲畜怎么悔改
？How can the animal repent?
他们也禁食了。
They will not fed anymore.
这个是很戏剧化的一个场面。
It's a very dramatic dinner.
很多历史学家就在问，这怎么可能呢
？A lot of historians say, how can this be possible?
于是他们去查历史。
So they went back to check the historic facts.
据说
a tradition
说在那个时候的时候，这个尼尼微这个国家，他们发生了两次的饥荒。
Historically, there were two famine happened.
你知道连着几年就发生两次饥荒，这个已经一般人都认为这是天不下雨，这是上天的警告。
Back then, when it's two consecutive famine, they felt that God or somebody dying is angry with them.
可是更可怕的是，竟然有一次来了月全日全食。
And then there's a
太阳整个看不见了，被月亮整个遮住了。
The sun was completely covered by the moon.
所以对当时的人来讲，甚至今天我们的人来讲，还认识哇，天象这样改变的话，那是不祥的记号。
Even now, the day people feel that when the sun is covered, it's a very unlucky sign.
上天要来惩罚我们了。
Heaven is going to punish us.
是不是前几年你有没有听到说雪月有没有？这个前面发生好，而且这个雪月你去照的话，它所发生的频率跟日期都跟以色列有关系的。
when a lot of time when light is covered frequently become black, you know, red.
整个月亮看起来都像雪一样。
When the moon turn red,
这个是让当时的人就害怕。
So this scare a lot of people.
这是历史学家这些人去讲，他们不相信是神的。 神的能力让他们内心悔改，他们说这些人是因为怕上天的刑罚，于是悔改。
This is how his story explains how people are so easily repented because of their experience back then.
这里很稀奇的意思，第五节说，他们宣告禁食，从最大的到最小的，都穿麻衣而且禁食。
The Bible says that from the least to the greatest, they all fast and put on sackcloth.
而且这个信息传到王的耳中，
even the message goes to the king,
他就下了宝座，
so he came down from his throne,
脱下朝服，
put off the tip of his royal robe,
披上麻布， 坐在会中，
put on sackcloth and sat on the ash,
那是忏悔，
that is a true repentance,
而且他叫全城的人都要悔改。
And he proclaimed that everyone must repent.
人要切切地求告神，伸出要披上麻布，人要回头离开所行的恶道。
Everyone must plead urgently to God and put on sackcloth.
离开手上所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴，或者神转意也后悔也未可知。
They must turn from their evil end and cease violence. Let hopefully God will change and turn from his death.
Oh, 一个君王啊，一个外邦的君王，一个残暴的喜欢打仗的君王，这个时候也真的好像是悔改。
For military martial king to make that proclamation is unusual.
因为神看他们离开了恶道，就懊悔。 不把所说的灾降给他。When
God see they change their evil way, God repented and did not bring calamity to them.
这里说神后悔了。Here
the Bible says God repented.
圣经里面有好几次，尤其旧约讲说，耶和华看到这个事情，他就后悔了。Several
places in the Bible we say that God see this happen to them and God repented.
我不知道你读这些话的时候说神后悔，这个后悔，你想神会。 做错事情吗？后悔通常都是讲我们做错事了，我们懊悔了。
When you read that God repented, does mean that God did something wrong and he changed.
他看到法老，法老不是一直摩西做了几个法术出来，他说 OK OK， 我让你们走。
Do you know, remember Pharaoh when Moses did a couple of magic trick and he said, okay, I'll let them go.
等到他的术士，他的那些也能够做的时候，他就说后悔，他说，哎呀，我刚才讲的，昨天讲说让你们走，现在不要走，我后悔。
But when he saw the magician, he do the same thing, he repented, and he said, no, I changed my mind.
你知道我们人，我们一般人讲后悔的时候是在我们的 意志里头，我们的思想里面是说，哎呀，我曾经做了一件事情，我讲了一句话，那现在收回。
So generally, when we say we repented, it's in our mind, we decide to change.
那表示说我曾经说错了，我判断错误了。
We generally mean that we did, I make a wrong judgment, now I repented.
那神也后悔了吗？
Does that mean that God repented?
换句话说，神也说，哎呀，我做错了，我判断错误了吗？
Did that mean God said I made the wrong judgment, I made a mistake?
不是这样的。当圣经里面讲到神后悔的时候，他不是讲到他的理智上、他的思想上面、他的行为上面做错了。When
Bible says about God repented, it doesn't mean that God made a mistake before.
他讲的是他的感情上面，他伤痛。
It just tells God emotionally.
他觉得，哎呀，你们为什么不听？我心里面真的为你们伤痛。
Why don't you listen? I feel pain for them.
我们来看其他圣经上里面也讲到这个，就讲过了，这个 OK。 那么 当约拿他讲道理的时候，他认为说恶人应该灭亡。
Here for Jonah, he said, "Evil men deserve to be punished, to be perished."
你这个他怪神说你老是做老好人，人家一悔改你就放他们走。
He blamed God that you are always such a nice player, nice guy. Let you let them get away.
所以当约拿生气的时候，他是在家里跟神讲道理。
So he began to reason with God.
恶人应该灭亡。
Evil men deserve to be perished.
那么他还有一个道理是说，我的，你叫我做先知，我的预言应该要实现了。
He said, "You asked me to proclaim a message; it should come true."
他说，再等四十日，尼尼微必要倾覆了，这是我约拿宣告的话。
My proclamation is 40 more days, and Nineveh will be overthrown.
结果你现在不把所说的灾降给他们。
Now you are not bringing the calamity to them.
所以约拿生气。
That's why he's angry.
那么约拿是讲道理。
He reasoned with God.
可是他没有想到神有一个真理。
But he did not realize there is a truth with God.
神的真理是说我不喜悦人灭亡。
The truth of God is that he doesn't want anybody perish.
你看以西结书三十三章的这一段话怎么说呢？
In the book of Ezekiel, we can read.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我们先读中文来。你对他们说，主耶和华说，我指着我的永生启示，我断不喜悦恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。以色列家呀，你们转回转回吧，离开恶道，何必死亡呢？人子啊，你要对本国的人民说，一人的义在犯罪之日不能救他，以至于恶人的恶在他转移恶行之日也不能使他倾倒，一人在犯罪之日也不能因他的义存活。
Here, the Bible says that God are not willing that the evil person should survive, but they should turn and then repent.
他这里讲的，你看，他说，义人的义在犯罪之日不能救他，所以神有一个不变的法则。
They have an unchanging principle. The righteous man cannot save him.
就是神的路有一条叫做得救的路。
There is a way that God calls the way of salvation.
叫做义路。
Is the right way.
另外一个选择叫做灭亡的路，叫什么？是走罪的道路。
And namely the way of sin that leads to destruction.
他这两个条路是不会改变的。
These two ways never change.
什么人走上义路的话，他就存活。
Those who walk on the way of righteousness will live.
什么人走上恶路的话，他就灭亡。
But then those who walk on the way of the evil will be perished.
这个跟你是义人恶人的时候，是看你的选择而定。
Is which way are you walking on?
神没有改变。
God did not change.
可是你的选择让神的心伤痛后悔。
But your choice of the way pain God.
所以他接着说，我对义人说，你必定存活。他若依靠他的义而做罪孽，他所行的义都不被纪念，他必因所做的罪孽死亡。再者，我对恶人说，你必定死亡。他若转移他的罪，行正直于合理的事，这人的当头和所抢夺的，遵行生命的律例，不做罪孽，他必定存活，不致死亡。他若犯的一切罪，他所犯的一切罪必不被纪念，他行的正直于合理的事，必定存活。
Now this, my Bible summarizes, Bible says that those people who did evil way and change, repented, God will let them be.
所以我们会看到神他的心肠。
Here we see the heart of God.
神其实在这个世界上，在历史中一直跟我们表现他的爱是什么样的爱呢？
He always tries to express the kind of love he has for us.
有一种爱叫做护理的爱，他 care 我们。
The caring love, protective caring love.
神他创造宇宙的时候
，When God created the universe,
他给人预备生存和享受的环境。
He provides environment that we can live and enjoy.
这是神表示他的爱。
Here, God expresses His love.
你们很喜欢唱这个什么赞美之泉。
You like the song from the stream of praise.
有一首诗歌叫做《神是爱》。
This song called God is love.
在空气中我能体会。
In the sky, I can feel it.
在飞鸟唱歌的时候我能体会。
On the song of the birds, I can feel it.
看到山，看到海，我们体会神是爱。
On the great mountain, on the river, I experience God's love.
我们另外也看到神也说，他圣经上告诉我们，神救赎罪人。
Also, we know that God saved the evil man.
他把他的独生子赐给我们。
He gave His only begotten Son for us.
成为赎罪祭。
Become our redeemed and redeemed.
神的爱就在此向我们显明。
Here, God's love is manifest.
所以，在这个神的创造跟神的这个拯救的这个方面，我们都看到神的爱。
That's why from God's creation and from His redemption plan, we see His love.
可是更多的时间，我们看到他有护理、照顾、忍耐、宽容的爱。
But even more, we see His caring, His protective love.
神一直忍耐我们。
他 constantly has patience with us.
我们犯罪。
We sin again.
我们抵挡他。
We disobey Him.
可是只要我们浪子回头，他就赦免我们。
But the moment you repented, He forgives.
这叫做神护理照顾的爱。
That's the caring, the protective love of God.
而这些叫做普遍的恩典。
This is the general grace that God has for everyone.
是给每一个人的。
It's for everyone.
不是说你是好人，你是美国人，你是非洲人，才可以特别得到这个。
Not just because you are a good man or you are American, you receive His love.
神有普遍给世人的爱。
God has this general love for everyone.
创造宇宙万物的爱。
A universal love for everyone.
救赎的爱。
The love of salvation.
护理照顾的爱。
The protective caring love.
忍耐宽容的爱。
Loving patient love.
所以神对着所有的人是一样的。
That's why God is the same to everyone.
所以当最后他跟约拿讲理的时候，他说：“你看到这些人这么多生出这么多的小孩，我岂能够不爱惜呢？”
That's why he tells Jonah, "We know these people, ignorant people, and animals. Should I not concern for them?"
这一句话是整个约伯记里面的最后一句话，约拿书的最后一句话。
That is the last sentence.In the book of Jonah.
所以换句话说，前面一直在讲道理。
There God reasoned with him throughout the books.
约拿一直在躲避神。
Jonah tried to avoid God.
可是到最后，神告诉约拿的最后一句话说：“我岂能不爱惜？”
But in the end, God told him, "Should I not have concern for these people?"
这一句话就说：“我岂能？”这个爱惜就是珍视、珍惜。
Can I not care for these?
我怎么能够不珍惜这些虚心谦卑的人？
Can I not value these people who are humble themselves?
神说神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你并不轻看。
The Bible says, "A remorseful, repentful God, God will not despise."
所以我们又看到神已经告诉我们说，虚心的人有福了，哀痛的人有福了。
That's why the Bible says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
所以当时的尼尼微的人，他们所表现的就是哀痛，为自己的罪哀痛，他们要寻求神的赦免。
That's why the Ninevites they express their remorse, their repentance.
所以这个爱惜的意思就是珍视、尊重，不要自暴自弃的意思。
To care, to love is God value.
不要彼此放弃，你不要放弃，不要逃避责任。
但从接受我们的，
不要失去感恩的心。
We must be grateful for that.
整个圣经里面让我们看到神没有放弃大卫。
In the whole Bible, we see that God did not give up on David.
神没有放弃彼得。
God did not give up on Peter.
他们都是失败的。
They are people who fail.
可是神因着他们那样的痛悔认罪，神说我岂不爱惜他们？
But because of their remorse, their repent, God said, "Should I not value them?"
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My Dear brothers and sisters,
我们回到我们的身上。
As we come back to ourselves,
你放弃了吗？
Have you given up on yourself?
你放弃你自己了吗？
Have you given up on yourself?
你放弃你的配偶吗？
Have you given up on your spouse?
你放弃了你的儿女吗？
Have you given up on your children?
你放弃了你的教会吗？
Have you given up on your church?
当你在教会服事的时候，你受不了了，你放弃了你的服事吗？
When you have served so many so long in the church, now you cannot take it. You give up on the church.
因为你的配偶、你的儿女、你的教会的同工都不合你的理。
Because your children, your spouse, they don't quite fit your expectation.
神要问我们
，God is asking us，
你这样发怒合理吗
？Is it right for you to be angry？
这些儿女，你的配偶，他们犯了错，你不犯错吗？
These children of yours, your spouse, do you yourself not wrong?
你为什么要放弃呢？
Why are you giving up on them?
约伯记最后就停在这一句问话上面。
That is John, the book of Jonah comes to an end.
我们回来看约拿的整个事迹，神很奇妙，借着约拿书短短的四章里面，他到底要告诉我们什么事
？As we review the story of Jonah, we want to think about what is God going to teach us.
小朋友读这个故事的时候，只记得一个大鱼吞下人，把它吐出来。
All the children know about a great fish that swallowed and spit out Jonah.
我们听了神的道，我们听这一本书，我们知道圣经这么宝贵，每一个字都不可以废去的。那么神花了这个时间写了。这个故事到底要我们看到什么？
What are the lessons God wants to teach us in the book of Jonah?
这下面你要注意。
Here you have to pay attention.
第一
，First，
它预表了以色列人的背逆。
It talks about the disobedience of Israelites.
以色列人是神的选民。
Israelites who are the chosen people of God.
可是请问你
，But let me ask you，
有哪一个以色列什么时候他的？有多少个君王会像尼尼微的那个君王披麻蒙灰下了宝座进食在人面前悔改？
Let me ask you, how many king of Israel is that king of Nineveh? They come down from the throne, put on the sackcloth and repent.
神的百姓有哪一个时期像尼尼微城的人从大到小披麻衣进食悔改？
When do you heard the Jewish people did what Nineveh did?They repent completely.
以色列人是神的选民。
These chosen people of God.
他们甚至从埃及被救出来的时候，在旷野里跳了四十年，就埋怨了四十年。
God took them out from Egypt and lead them through desert for 40 years. For 40 years they complained.
这个故事让我们想，以色列人应该想，以色列人有像尼尼微人那样彻底的悔改吗？
Did we ever read about Israelites repent completely the way Nineveh did?
OK, 我们不要讲以色列人。
Let's not talk just about.
这对我们今天基督徒说什么话
？How does that talk show about us Christians?
我们基督徒顺服了吗
？Have we been obedient?
我们顺服神了吗
？Have we been obedient to God?
有一节我看到了有一篇小文章。
那个 short story 来的，
他那个讲的是这样说，在有欧洲有一个古老的教堂门口。
The story goes that 那个 church in ancient Europe，
他在进门的地方有一个牌子写了几句话。
By the entrance through the temple there's a sign that has a few words。
上面有很多的问题，让每一个要进入那个教堂的人都可以看到那些问题，然后再进去。
There are a couple of questions on the sign that so everybody who enter can see it。
他上面写的话是这样的。
The question is this。
他说：“你称我为道路，你走在其中吗
？”You say I am the way. Are you walking on it？
你称我为真理，你真的愿意遵行吗
？He said that you say I am the truth, but do you accept it?
你称我为生命，你真的寻求我吗
？You say that I am life, but do you seek me?
是不是我们一直说主是道路、真理、生命嘛
？We say that God is the truth, the way, and life.
那是讲给慕道友听的。
Is
That's for people to hear.
你称我为良人，你真的爱我吗？
You say I am the bridegroom. Do you love me?
你称我为丰盛，你真的祈求过我吗？
You say I am of abundance, but have you asked me?
你称我是尊贵的，可是你愿意侍奉我吗？
You say I'm royal and noble, but do you want me to serve me?
你称我为全能，你尊敬我吗？
You say I'm almighty, but do you respect me?
你称我为公义，但是你敬畏我吗？
You say I'm righteous, but do you obey me?
你称我为全知全智，你顺从我吗？
You say I'm all knowing, but do you submit to me?
你称我为主，你听从我吗？
You call me Lord, but do you follow me?
所以这些约拿讲主啊不可以，这个彼得说主啊不可以。
That's why Jonah the Bible says, Lord, this can never be.
其实这些问话都是对我们每一个人说的。
Yes, these questions are all for us.
我们到教会里面多少的年日了？
How many times we have come to the church?
那么我们总是在很习惯这些说法。
We are all familiar all these things.
但是我们真心的这样子做吗？
Do we truly believe what is the teaching?
我们真的顺服神吗？
Are we truly obedient to him?
另外有一个预言的故事。
There's also another parable.
他讲到一个老农，一个农夫啊，他在自己的房子里跟神祷告说：“神啊，我要愿意侍奉你，请你指导我要怎么做。”
This is a parable about all farmer praying to God. I want to serve you. Please tell me how.
所以神说，你愿意顺服我说我的吩咐吗？
然后现在 Are you willing to obey what I tell you?
老农夫说是的，会，我愿意。
The old farmer say I will.
所以这个神就告诉他，好，你出了你的门，再往山上的地方，那个路上有一块大石头。
And why don't you leave your house and go to that mountain where there's a big rock?
那个石头挡住了很多人要上山的路。
That rock has been blocking the path for so many people.
你就每天就去推那个石头。
Every day you go there, push on that big rock.
你愿意做吗？
Are you willing to do it?
这个农夫说，我遵命，你说什么我就做。
Old farmer said, I will follow what you say.
所以第二天开始，他每天就去推那个石头。
So every day he go there and to push on the rock.
每天推好几个钟头。
Several hours he spent pushing.
石头动都不动。
可能这动都不能动。
他就这样子忠心的天天推。
But faithfully he go there and push on the rock every day.
推了几个月以后
，After several months,
他觉得不行了，我每天到底在这干什么？
He began to wonder what am I doing here.
所以他打算放弃。
So he decided to stop.
他打要是搞清楚。
But to make sure.
这个时候有个声音也在他的耳朵说。
He feels a tiny voice speaking to him.
说你真傻。
You are a silly person.
你每天你说你要听神的话，要听神，他每天叫你做这些无聊的事。
You say you want to obey God, but every day God makes you do these silly things.
我看你就算了。
You better give up.
所以这个农夫心灰意冷。
He was in despair.
他也想，我明天起就不要去推石头了。
Stop tomorrow, I'm going to stop.
可是他想，我跟神已经许过愿。
But then he has promised God.
你说什么我就做什么。
I will obey what you tell me.
所以他想，我今天晚上再跟神祷告一下。
So he said, maybe I should pray to him tonight.
看看神怎么说。
Let's see what he said.
所以他晚上就跟神，神啊，我现在要请问你，你。叫我推这么几个月的石头，到底是为什么？
God, why do you ask me to push on that rock?
我根本推不动，没有可能推动那个石头。
The rock doesn't move, it doesn't do anything.
神就跟他说话了。
And God replied to him,
说，我给你的吩咐是叫你去推石头，对不对？
And I asked you to push on the rock.
我没有跟你说你要把石头推动。
I did not ask you to move the rock.
你的任务是推。
Your job is to push.
叫石头动那是我的事。
It's my job to move it.
你现在看看你自己。
Just look at yourself.
几个月下来。
After so many months.
你的肌肉 是不是强壮了？
Look at your muscle, it's getting bigger.
你看看你的腿那个力量多强啊！
And you look at your legs.
你看看你的背，你的颈子都是那么的骨头色晒的，你看这么的健壮。
You see the blood and bulging muscle on your neck.
我吩咐你，你说要服侍我，我叫你去推。
You say you want to serve me, I ask you to push.
你看你现在整个身体强壮。
Now you are healthy.
那么我准备把你放到别的地方去做。
I have a task for you to do.
这个石头什么时候动，那是我的事。
When I'm going to move the rock, that is my job.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And when my dear brothers and sisters,
当我们在服侍神。
As we serve God.
神说你们要时常祷告。
God, they pray constantly.
把你们所要的都告诉我。
Give all your concern to God.
我们说神啊，你怎么老是不医治我？
I say, why don't you heal me now?
你怎么我的工作还没找到，你怎么不成全我？
Why don't you give me the job?
神说，你的责任是祷告。
But God, I tell you to pray constantly.
你的责任是为万国万民为执政掌权的祷告。
Your job to pray for everyone, for the nation.
为你的圣洁，为教会的圣洁祷告。
Pray for your holiness and the holiness of the church.
其他的事是我的事。
The other thing is my concern.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
That's why, my dear brothers and sisters.
我们像约拿一样的顺服或者不顺服吗？
Are we going to be obey or disobey like Jonah?
第三个
Thirdly,
约拿的神迹代表了基督的复活。
The act of Jonah represents the resurrection of Christ.
所以耶稣曾经跟这些法利赛人求神迹的人说，一个邪恶淫乱的时代，除了约拿的神迹，没有什么神迹再给你们看。
That's why God, Jesus told the Pharisees that beside the sign of Jonah, there's no miracle.
所以我们看到整个约拿书它有很深的意思在里面。
That's why there is also a very deep meaning in the book of Jonah.
它是也预表了耶稣怎么样在鱼的肚子里面，就像约拿在鱼的肚子三日三夜，耶稣一样在阴间三日三夜以后复活。
How Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the fish in the same way God, Jesus would spend 3 days in the
看哪、啊，这里有一个人比约拿更大。
Behold, here someone greater than Jonah.
耶稣用神用约拿的故事来比喻，耶稣比约拿更大，比约拿的那个被鱼吞下去三日三夜，那是预表他的复活。
God used the story of Jonah to show that someone greater than Jonah coming.
而且是个反比，约拿不顺服。
But in contrast to Jonah's disobedience,
耶稣顺服以至于死。
Jesus will obey unto death,
确实在十字架上。
And even death on the cross.
第四点
，Finally, fourth point,
基督的顺服。
The obedience of Christ.
我们把希伯来书第五章这一段经文我们读一下。
Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5.
来。
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺服。他既然已完全，就凡顺服他的人，成了永远得救的根源。
我们这整个，我们现在来到了结论。你发现约拿书里面，除了约拿这一个角色不顺服以外。
You find that in the book of Jonah, besides Jonah who is disobedient,
所有的其余的人跟物都很顺从。
Everyone else obedient.
你看，风浪
in the storm
也停了，大雨也听话。
The storm listens to God, the fish listens to God.
连那个树蓖麻长出来死掉，他也没有 complain.
Even the plant obeys God.
他叫那个虫去咬树，虫就去咬树。
Even the worm.
那些水手尼尼微人。所有的连牛啊、马啊、羊啊，通通顺服。
All the Ninevites, the animals, they obey God.
只有约拿不顺。
Jonah is the only disobedient one.
那么现在有一个更有趣的问题。
There is an interesting question.
谁是这个约拿书的作者？
Who is the author of the book of Jonah?
你们猜谁是约拿书的作者？
Who is the author of the book of Jonah?
约拿自己。
约拿自己。
Yeah.
Jonah himself.
Why? 为什么？哎，很有意思啊！你为什么会想是约拿自己？
他一定 Jonah for the books.
所有发生的事情。
他最清楚的。这了不起啊！他在鱼肚子里头的祷告，他也会写下来。这些细节能够写出来，跟神发脾气，跟神讨价还价，约拿都写出来了。
所以我们看到约拿还是睡着。
他最后他没有把自己的不好看、难丢脸的事情隐藏下来。他是一个悔改的先知。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们做传道人的，我们做教会的领导的，我们要人家在看我们，我们会犯错，可是什么时候我们悔改？
When do we repent?
我们为着神的国，为着神的义，我们不顾自己的面子。我们在众人的面前承认我们的错。
Are we willing to repent before everyone?
要让神的荣耀显出来。
That God's glory might be.
神的爱在我这个蒙恩的罪人身上。
That God's love might be shown in those of us who receive grace.
叫别人蒙恩。
They might be blessed.
叫别人得警惕。
So that they might be warm.
这就是约拿书的意义。
This is the lesson of Jonah.
约拿发怒有理吗？
Was Jonah right to be angry?
你的发怒有道理吗？
Are you right to be angry?
就用你的祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你的话语真是奇妙。
Your words are amazing to us.
真的，我们读这些故事，有时候只以为是个故事。
Very often we read the story, wondering what the story.
但是你这里面有多少生命的信息给我们？
But you have so many messages of life for us.
我们多少时候就像约拿一样
？So often we are just like Jonah.
我们不听话
，we disobey.
我们自己的意见太强
，we have our own opinion.
我们讨厌我们的敌人。
We hate our enemies.
我们不喜欢他们得救。
We don't want them to be benefited.
我们跟你耍赖。
We are unwilling with you.
主啊，你赦免我们。
Father, we ask you to forgive us.
我感谢你，你用的约拿来启示你的自己。
And we thank you that you use Jonah to manifest yourself.
你三天三夜在死亡里面复活了。
Three days, three nights, you were under death, but resurrected.
就是为了要爱我们。
Because of your love for us.
要拯救我们。
Because you want to save us.
求主让我们这个老我能够更进一步的死去。
Father, we pray that our old self will die again.
靠着十字架来致死我的邪情私欲。
Use the power of the cross to take away our old self.
让你的生命显出来。
That your new life might be manifest.
愿你兴旺
，May you be greater，
我必衰微
，That we become less，
我们这样祷告
，We pray in Jesus' name。